for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to our radio station and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Catherine Weibel. Welcome, Catherine.
Hi.
What are you working on?
Right now, I am working in the Maisel Lab in the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Department.
What kinds of things are you doing there?
A lot of computation, managing databases, and a lot of looking at all the potential species genomes that we have available.
Species genomes, which is fancy for DNA?
Yes, they're DNA. They're coding DNA, the stuff that codes the proteins that builds us as organisms.
You're looking to see
what they have in common and how they came to be as disparate and different from each other. So the origins of what makes the species different through time.
That's a lot of data.
Yes. Our current data set for good quality information is about 451 species.
For example, humans.
Yes.
Dogs.
Humans,
cats.
Mice. Yeast. Any sort of strange protist or single cellular organism that we have managed to sequence DNA for, or bacteria, if we're looking at older things. We're looking for patterns in essentially how messy the proteins have become. It's like we're trying to see if our DNA, our code, is like a rope. We're trying to see how frayed it is at different parts and whether it started out frayed. Intrinsic structural disorder. It's how messy the proteins are.
How do you track time in this format? How does that work?
All we have are snapshots of the current species genomes, right?
Uh-huh.
But we know more or less how they're all related. So we can tell how closely related we are to bacteria. The stuff, the genes that we have in common are going to be things that are really, really old. We track the messiness of the code. And as you get closer and closer related, you look at those genes. And that gives us different timestamps, essentially.
Is that some kind of fancy software or an app?
All sorts of algorithms. We use something called BLAST. It'll line up the parts that are similar between the two genomes. And that's how you can tell what is most closely related or similar.
Wow. Okay.
And there's some really intense statistics that goes with it, too, because we can say, okay, these look similar, but do we know that they started out together or that they've become more similar over time? So there's a whole ton of probability and a whole lot of math that goes into saying we're this amount certain that this gene is actually something that we know was similar across the two.
This is a really intense family tree that you're coming up with.
Yeah.
So why are you doing this?
Personally, because I am absolutely fascinated with disorder and chaos. Why the lab is researching this is because currently in evolutionary biology, there's a debate going on. There's the initial assumption where you've got species that when they end up in a niche, they adapt to that certain environment and their genes will necessarily reflect where they are by natural selection or whatever other mechanism. And then when you pull them back out, they'll adapt back to the initial conditions that they needed. So their phenotype or what they look like on the outside will not necessarily have changed much from the time it was in that environment and back. The debate is that whether the DNA will still reflect the time that they were outside of that environment adapting to something else and they come back. Whether you can track the evolution through time. Whether we've got timestamps for where we've been and how we've been.
How long have you been working on this?
About a year now. This was actually kind of a complete flip-flop because I'm a math and physics major.
I can see the appeal for you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got lots of data to play with and that pursuit of truth. Yeah.
It's intoxicating.
What are you going to do when this is all over and you graduate?
One thing I've been really fascinated with is fractals, the patterns which branch iteratively from whatever and how trees are good representations of fractals. But you can see these at microscopic levels too and how things grow from there. We know the patterns are there, but we don't necessarily know why. I want to look into that. I just don't know what sort of graduate program I could do that in, whether
right.
It would be mathematical biology or biophysics or flat out biology programs. So at this point, I'm just reading the literature and hoping I find something that sticks.
There's so much wonderful mystery in the world. And
you can throw a rock in any direction and find a really cool problem.
Speaking of chaos and order,
mm-hmm.
Do you ever listen to music?
Oh, absolutely. I live by my playlists.
Well, what kinds of things do you have on those lists?
At the moment, it's a combination of Bach violin partitas and Black Sabbath.
Nice. There you go.
So, a little bit of Judas Priest. I find that there's a lot of similarities between the two of them.
Mixing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming to KXEI.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXEI Tucson. with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.